Blog Talk Radio.
Are the right and left driving you mad? Losing friends and family because of your worldviews? Are you getting lost in the great divide? It's a fight for your mind and heart, and you've come to the right place at the right time. Get ready to leave the matrix of confusion and discover a new future with Healing the Rift. And now, here are your hosts, Adrian, Josh, and your friendly oversoul, Sotu.
Good morning, folks. Welcome to Healing the Rift.
It's still morning where we are.
I'm Adrian.
I'm Josh.
And in just a few minutes, you'll be speaking with Sotu, a consciousness outside of time and space, who's here to speak with us about almost anything and everything.
Almost anything. Well, okay, whatever you said here.
Yes, we've been doing this for quite a few years, so we're very comfortable with dealing with, interacting with a non-physical consciousness who says their mission here is to urge us to be more. And boy, if that isn't what the whole of the species is looking at now, because it seems like what we've been doing isn't working.
Well, you can look at it that way, or you can look at it that the old way is worn out and a new way is required. I mean, you know, you can look at the dynamics of the past as experiences to be learned from and to be built upon, or you can, you know, pretend that every moment is brand new and you can go into the world with a level of naiveness that even though it might feel good for a short period of time, would probably lead you to some sort of emotional gloom, doom, and ruin at a certain point.
Well, isn't it a paradox to be able to realize that each day is a blank slate and at the same time be able to take the wisdom of the experiences from the past?
Well, it is, and aren't both true?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Aren't both true? So, you know. So the world right now is all screwed up, and you still haven't solved the election problem. And so I don't want to talk about that really today or anything, because it's surely being covered all over the place. So unless one of the callers happens to ask about the election, I just soon stay away from it and look at the underlying things that led us to believe the things that we believe at this point in time.
Right.
So, you know, that might make it a little more interesting than, you know, just saying Trump, Biden, Trump, Biden. Because that's the way it sounds to me at this point.
Well, we tend to like to look, and by having Sotu's assistance, to look at things above, underneath, within the dynamics that we play out in our lives to better understand them. So this is
whatever
an opportunity.
You say,
yeah. And if you're listening on radio, on the Blog Talk Radio, you can certainly also see us if you wish to see us doing our thing over on Facebook on Healing the Rift, because we're doing a live stream simulcast as long as the technology works and holds together.
Yeah, it usually sticks with us for about half the show until we say some word like that begins with T-R-U-M-P or with B-I-D-E-N. And then all of a sudden we get all of these interruptions and have to reload them and all of that. However, if we do get knocked off or anything like that, because we sometimes do get knocked off on the Blog Talk Radio end of it as well. In fact, there is a full recording of everything we say and do during our sessions that are held on the Blog Talk Radio site in the archives. So you can come back and you can listen to the show in its entirety at any time that you wish. We've had a very patient caller hanging on for a while, and I think we're going to go jump in. We're going to bring So Too in, and then we'll jump in, and we'll have to let them talk to her. And So Too will be here, and therefore alleviating me of any responsibility for the rest of the show. So.
Well, this is how this works, folks. If you're new to this, Josh's channel, which means he goes into a sleep-like trance, has no idea what's going on after that. And so
a
too.
Blessing. A blessing.
So too, the energy that he channels comes through and speaks with us pretty openly. We played just a bit of music while that happens. And the next voice you hear out of Josh, his body will be that of So Too.
All right, well, we really don't have to come in with music, you know.
No, it just makes a clearer delineation for folks.
You just like to play the music.
That too.
All right. So let us, you have someone waiting?
Yes, we have a caller. I believe we've spoken with her before.
Good morning, dear one.
Hi, lady. And hi, so to your honor. May I have permission to ask if you, I'm not sure it's all right to ask, but what is there a constellation you're from? Just curious.
A constellation?
No, we're not from the physical universe. We actually come from,
stars.
A place of non-physical beings, a place of, what shall we say, the divine. We come from that area and you have to understand, we have to come down and speak through one of you in order to be able to put us within the dynamic of linear time so as to be able to make sense for you of the dynamics that are occurring. So we are translating a dynamic from a quantum non-hierarchical understanding into a linear hierarchical one. So, does that answer your question?
Yes, very interesting. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. So my question, pretty please, is...
We lost you.
I'm sorry, I repeat. Is there an exercise or color or something that corresponds to me so that I can see clearly events? I once in a while can see something, but then it gets blurry, and I believe maybe there's some people on this earth who have the ability to see clearly, and if I am sometimes seeing it, I believe that maybe I have a little dirtiness somewhere around my aura field that I need to clear vision.
We know what color we see it as. We know what color we see it as. What color do you see it as? Color we see it as soon as you tell us what color. Go ahead.
Well, what do you mean what color now? But right now I'm just looking at a light bulb.
Nah, don't look at the light bulb. Because that will distort the rods and the cones that are actually within your eyes. The thing for you to do would be to do a non-focus, to pick a point in space and to focus on that that point in space. Now, as far as a color goes, we see a very soothing emerald green would assist you in that dynamic. But we wish to tell you, everybody has the ability to see clearly. It is only what type of practice you wish to utilize in order to fully hone your ability, fully hone your skill. And, you know, we would not necessarily be so bold as to say, you know, you might study this or you might study that, because it would be a lot more valuable to you for you to be able to find your own path in this. You know, there are many paths available. We believe, and we don't even know where you are, but it doesn't really matter. We believe that there are a number of very talented people in your, within like a 10-mile radius of where you are, that have the have certain abilities, and if you and also there's some connection there, a possible future connection for you, as far as friendship or maybe something more. You have to understand, so you have looking, you have us looking at your immediate possible reality. So as so many of you do right now, there are a myriad of possibilities available to you, which is why we are trying to encourage you all to stop and realize that you do not need an energy like us. You do not need anyone except yourselves, and all you need to do is be able to trust your own inner process. And so right now, certainly the type of clear vision that you are looking at is accompanied by a dynamic of a sense of an internal, an emotional sense of peace, of sense of knowing. And we would say knowing with a capital K. And it's not a knowing that is egotistical. It is not a knowing that you would utilize to you to have power over others, but it is a knowing that leads to an understanding of the reflections of reality and the reflections of life and how they speak to your personal process or to the personal process of the that person or those persons that you are focusing upon. Have we gone way out into left field here?
No, I just like you. I appreciate it's an honor talking with you and humanity. It is an honor. I hope that when my time is up, I get to go with the Archangels. That's my goal. But I have a question. This I like to do remote viewing. That's what I'm.
Yes.
Well, you know that. Is that what we? So if I do all this exercise, I can see more clearly on mine, on my perception, on my human experience. Everybody's different. Right on.
Yes. Exactly right. Well, and you know, remote viewing is different for each person that does the viewing. And so, you know, you are all looking at the same, so many of you are looking at the same target, and yet often what winds up happening is that you get a very congruent and a very consequential picture of that particular reality, which may or may not be one that you actually will experience.
Yes, I have a. You said to me within 10 miles I'm going to meet somebody. Is this somebody who is a human android or someone who is connected? There's a lot of things going on.
Yeah, we think someone right who is. You're going to find. Yeah. We believe you're going to find this person because you're looking for someone else that sees clearly in that sort of way. And you aren't you already hooked up with a number of other viewers?
Yes, I am. I'm trying to be the captain of the ship.
All right. We see. We've got it now. All right. Not knowing the other personalities, not knowing the other personalities, you know, you can, hey, we've got one for you. You want to play with your group and do all of that? Remote view us. Did we lose you on that one?
No. What do I say? I mean, because there are different parts of the world, but I noticed that they have this challenge. But I noticed I get into them. I just noticed that. But I will. What do I say? They can see you.
But again, if you're looking for a target, hold on. If you're looking for a target, look for a target that has to do with the tracing of consciousness. Mm-hmm. You know, because Courtney Brown and a number of the others, they have quite the intricate dynamic that they're playing with. And if you start a group on your own, they explore the metaphysical, but they tend to explore the metaphysical as it pertains to actual legends and biblical stories and things like that. Now, they've done ET and out-of-body stuff, but they don't do that much consciousness stuff. So there's this whole area of how does consciousness speak to you and interact with you as physical human beings? How does consciousness transcend the dynamics of the realm? And if you are the leader of this dynamic and you are developing the target, it might be an interesting thing that you might go after. And we think that you might find some very interesting answers. You may go looking for us, but you will find much more.
Interesting. Tattoo, who is the person within 10 miles?
Yes, dear.
Please ask me, who is this person? Is it like who is this person? Is it somebody that I know from the past? Or is it somebody new? Or is it somebody that's connected to the metaphysics, to the stars that just comes in to say
we're
hello?
Not sure. No. Start. Forget the star stuff, will you? Jeez. You know, we may be pretty woo-woo, but we're not woo-woo, you know. Everything is purposeful, you know. There are no coincidences. You have an astrological path, you have an astronomical path, and you have a personal path of which you can shift and change to any number of side roads anytime you wish. So life is an adventure. You might as well treat it that way.
She asked about the person.
You see, why would we deprive you of the adventure of discovery? What we will tell you is that. We're not going to tell you the gender of this person either. But what we wish to tell you is that you either don't know them at all right now or you have just met them recently. And we think that it's a past life dynamic also. So we think that you will actually recognize the person when you meet them. And that's all we're going to give you.
Oh, thank you. That's interesting. I'm not really sure where this goes. I meet too many people, and I'm so choosy.
Oh, well.
Seriously, that's not enough info. Oh, my goodness, Tattoo, hello. Thank you for having some sense of humor. That's beautiful. You see, the universe can also have to us humanity because we need smiles. We need smiles.
And humor is such an important dynamic, and if you can present the dynamic of humor without rancor, it is so much cleaner, because so much of your humor these days is so sarcastic. Not that we can't be sarcastic. We can absolutely have that ability.
That's beautiful. May I please ask you, have I been pre-programmed?
Have you been deprogrammed?
No, reprogrammed. Have I been programmed? Have I had a blessing from the universe recently?
Well, we wish to tell you something, dear. When you've been reprogramming yourself your whole adult life, that if you look at who you were as a child and as an adolescent, even as a dynamic in the dynamics of your young adulthood, you would see that you are very different and have changed the dynamics of your belief system incrementally throughout your whole journey. You know, so don't look at it as a journey taken and over. Look at it as a journey that is simply one that is in progress, and that the levels of consciousness that you achieved and have achieved so far are in fact going to be minuscule compared to where you're going to wind up. So, and that's, we're not saying just you, dear one. But that's the purpose of being incarnate in a physical, earthly human body at this point, is to be able to participate in that dynamic of the leap forward in consciousness that is going to carry each of you as individual consciousness perhaps a little farther than you might have done had you incarnated at a less transformative time in human history, her story, our story.
I wanted to tell you something, and that's beautiful. Going back to the when I asked you something about the group that I would like to do channeling the higher consciousness of church, and perhaps they can find you. I know some of the people that I know, they're a highly intellect, but there's something that I want to do that requires the water and the air to that's part of our country, and I love to bring it over here where I'm at. You just said something that I have in my mind that I'm doing a little bit of research, but that is my dream to do that. You just nailed, like, wow, you just told me a reality in a different form that I am thinking to pursue, to bring into a reality. Do you understand me? Interesting. The quantum energy.
So is there a question in that?
Yeah, the question is, the question is, I'm going, would I, once I get my thoughts in progress, would I be able to make it happen with a resource? Would I be able to make it happen? I'm trying to protect land where land over here where I'm at. There's resources, for people to be more conscious of how they are developing, because I know the Mother Earth is pleading for help. Pleading for help for the planet.
Yeah. Okay. You could call it that. But we see it a little differently. We look at Mother Earth's consciousness, and you do realize that that compared to her consciousness, the consciousness that each of you has as individuals is like a flea. And
oh.
She has, yeah, Yeah. And say she has wiped her face free of you at least 6 times in the past. So, you know, Mother Earth, in the dynamic of understanding her consciousness, you must slow things way down and look at each dynamic of the seasons, of the four seasons, and where that dynamic exists on the planet. You might look at that dynamic as one heartbeat. Do you understand what we're saying? That Mother Earth isn't sick. Okay? The point of the whole dynamic is that, now, that's not to say that you can't give her an upset stomach, right? But the key is to not be around that fart or that burp when she releases it. But you cannot make her sick, because her consciousness is such that if you really become too, you know, she's just going to use A200. we hate to say it in such a down to earth sort of way, but you know, from the consciousness of Mother Earth. Now, that is not to say that you cannot tap into her consciousness and live in complete harmony and complete understanding and gain a tremendous amount from your connection with nature and your connection with the dynamics of physicality that exists through her manifestation. For you are a manifestation of her, as much as you are a manifestation of God, Goddess, all that is.
I
we
just did a
lost
blessing.
Again.
I'm here. I just did a blessing about Mother Earth. I do ground myself, connecting to her heart.
Yeah.
But the planet is full of. We gotta understand, and we deal with low energy vibrations, and there's Asian things in the planet around the whole. I do not want to tap into
Listen,
those things. Yes.
Just hang on for a minute, okay? You're taking the low-hanging fruit. Okay? Think about that. Because you're not that new at this, you know? It's because you don't trust yourself enough. You think that you have to take it very simply. Simplistically and there is nothing as basic as your connection with Mother Earth, because each and every one of you has it, that are incarnated in earthly human bodies, incarnated through the dynamic of this plane. So you're all connected, and keeping that connection alive, keeping that dynamic grounded, keeps you safe and sane in the midst of all of the dynamics of the chaos that are occurring in your world. And we say in your world because in your world it's different than in your planet, because your planet is experiencing a whole different dynamic. She's barely noticing the machinations that you are doing in your world. So you know, you talk about, go ahead.
So now Mother Earth, we have moved from different type of 4D to 5D, 6D dimensions. Now that means that the lower frequency or and things like that are going to be wiped out.
Yeah,
he has had a lot of storms.
You know, well, the rumor is that the electromagnetics of the dynamic, as I've been spoken about for many, many years, as your atmosphere is filled more with the dynamics of more and more microwaves and all of that, we would suggest to you that if you believe that you are susceptible to these things, then you're going to be. It's kind of like the virus that we cannot speak about. What is the truth? If in fact the dynamic is that you, each and every one of you, are responsible for the creation of your own reality, why would you not simply shield yourself from those energies? Why do you have to be, if you are the creator of your reality, how can you be a creator and a victim of it at the same time?
Possible.
That is very true.
Come on, that was a really good question. That was a really good question.
That will create a thunderstorm. That is. That will create a thunderstorm. That will, you will be falling back. I just got a blink in my brain cell. Got it. Got to say. Oh my gosh, Satu, this has been a blessing.
We've got to give you something to think about for the rest of the week, dear one.
I think 3 weeks ago, I heard something outside. I'm just all respect. I know you're in this universe. Did y'all provide a symbol? Did y'all come over here? He dropped. And your name
came
to my head.
We didn't understand that.
Something happened 3 weeks ago, something dropped, and Satu's name came to my mind. I wasn't thinking about anything. His name just popped in my mind.
Well, are you saying that we can read your mind? We can.
What I'm saying is,
3 weeks
ago, something dropped. Yeah.
Do you remember what that was?
So yeah, this thing fell. The door. I have a door, and this yellow thing with the little mirror fell in the middle. And when it fell, I looked at it, and your name came to my mind. You was like, y'all said hi.
Well, we're not able to connect to this, okay? So whatever is going on here is between you and your higher self, okay? She does not want us to go here. So you must be treating this in a certain way that we would suggest that if you're looking for heavy meaning in a dynamic that is ultimately mediocre. How about that?
I understand and respect. It was probably my consciousness just speaking about the lessons that you have taught to me. In that moment, something just triggered my memory.
Well. But you see, that's the dynamic. It's like our work with you all is intended to instill that dynamic of engaging those pieces of you that are seeking to explore. So the little voodoo that we do with you is certainly intended to evoke these sorts of dynamics, but without any... any real structure, because in order to really become skilled and really to manifest, you must all understand that you create your own reality. So no two practitioners, no new two readers, no two remote viewers are going to get exactly the same thing because of the dynamics of your individual consciousness and how that consciousness interprets the reflections of your reality.
Wow. I got it. I Interesting. That is
it's okay.
Very interesting.
We don't mean
oh
to flabbergast
goodness.
You.
Okay. Okay. Even the most best remote viewer in the country. What I'm trying to say is, they have to. If someone has the knowing, they need to trust. Do not be afraid. And their own reality is their own dynamics, because whatever they're challenging, or whatever's near, their reality, their perception. So I just had a hint.
Right.
I manifest myself because I believe that I am my energy shifter. I can switch energy. And I have noticed that I do that. I do that. And I do it on the consciousness of goodness. I hope I am so intrigued with this incredible knowledge and the most respect that you're helping. I want to be able to graduate from this airplane and with a form of understanding. And I don't want to be going in circles.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
And you want that 4.0 average in life.
Yes, I really appreciate that. It's been a marvelous time, a lot of information, but I don't know how I understand it, but I understand.
Yeah, well, we hear you. Sometimes communication transcends language, you know. And then sometimes it doesn't.
Not too much.
All right. So we've seemed to have been having some problems with callers in. We've got, it looks like Nathaniel waiting on the line. Maybe we'll be able to get to him before they click him off again. In a couple of minutes, but do you have anything else that you would like to cover with us today? Bye, Nathaniel.
Yeah, I will. I just want to say,
yeah,
I will
we think,
focus on manifesting. Thank you. I will speak to you next time. It's been
what?
An honor. I mean it. Honor.
Oh,
it's been a joyful
you're quite
event.
Welcome, dear one. Well, join our Patreon group, you know.
I'm gonna check it out.
You should check it out because you would be a good. We do not have any remote viewers. We don't think.
And it's next week. This next one.
Oh, is it?
Or next Tuesday.
We do it on the So Tuesday. It's so it'll be on the 17th.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
All right. So thank you, dear one. We love speaking with you. So it's a great deal of fun. You give us the opportunity to speak to a whole wide range of people that in many ways that even though you are not exactly the same as they are, it represents a certain template of behavior. And so know that there are millions more that are just like you in the world. So, all right. We love you, dear one.
Thank you. Beautiful. I'm going to listen.
Okay.
All right, dear one. We'll let you. No extra charge.
All right. Thank you for the
all
call.
All right. Thank you. Wow.
All right, so go ahead, Adrian.
And yes, we really do.
We cannot blow too many people out of the water in one day, you know. It's like, but you have to also understand that the dynamics of calls like that from someone, excuse us, who has had experience in these realms before, that even those of you that are listening, that are just beginning your journey, they're understand that it's all purposeful, that when you are get to the point where you mature enough, where you grow enough, where you experience enough, that you can begin to understand that this is all, everything that is happening in your world and in your reality can be a miracle, can be miraculous, can be anything that you wish to make it. If you can learn to move beyond your own beliefs about the limitations of yourself. And as we were just speaking, we believe it was
Melissa,
or Lisa, I think she called herself one time. We believe that this dynamic is one that is an incremental journey. You begin your life knowing-doodly. Mm-hmm. And hopefully by the end of your life, you know more than doodly.
Yes.
Hopefully, but there's no guarantees. There's no guarantees, because look at the levels of conscious awareness that are available to everyone. And so now your earthly humanity is going through what we would call a system upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
And that dynamic of that system upgrade did not happen the night before the election. In other words, you would not do a system upgrade so soon before a great test. In other words, you would do your system upgrade, you would make sure that it worked well, and then you would do your gigantic task. That's the way a conscious civilization might do it. But you can say the dynamic is that your civilization has operated up until this point in a very unconscious, subconscious sort of way, mm-hmm. that you either are following a subconscious pattern or you are taking no responsibility at all, which leaves it the dynamics of the manifestation of your reality a dynamic of, what shall we say, up to the gods. And so if you're going to leave it up to the gods that you wanted to leave it up to aren't really paying any attention to you, and the ones that you don't want to leave it up to are.
Right.
And so you have that dynamic of that energy, and if you look at what's going on in your world in an objective, reflexive sort of way, then you begin to see that we are actually telling you the truth. So the dynamics of the reflections of your reality now are anything but a mystery. They are the obvious play out in the dynamics of the reality that you have been allowing, because you, again, go back to the basics. You either create your reality or you allow him. And in that dynamic, most of you allow, instead of taking actual responsibility for the creation of your reality, you tend to go along with the mandates of law and order and government and teachers and those people and governors and those people and presidents and those people that are supposedly better than you are, because you are not smart enough, or you are not enough for some reason or another, or you're too damn lazy and don't wish to take responsibility. Because that's a lot of it. You have been lulled into fat, lazy people. You know, you have been lulled through the dynamic of a very easy reality. You Americans, you do not realize how much you live in the dynamics of luxury that so many other in your world. And here's another thing. You think that you
are the only people that have peace, freedom, and liberty in your reality. And we would say to you that there are many places on the planet that have much more freedom, much more liberty, much more opportunity than you have here in this country.
We're moving.
Well, you're moving now. You're moving now because reality, again, you know, you reach a certain dynamic of momentum carries you forward with tremendous distance. And if you look at the Industrial Revolution as a time and a period of great movement forward, there was a great movement forward. And that great movement forward had a great deal of momentum attached to it. But that momentum has abated because of the inertia that has been faced in the dynamics of your reality ever since the big class difference began to happen. And right now you are involved in a class war, and the sooner you realize that, the better off you will be, because you will be able to then deal with those people that are perpetrating negativity upon you rather than throwing it at each other.
Right. Well, you had said something in the last few weeks about with a caller that to realize and accept that they had been victimized in their past, but they were not a victim. And does that have something to do with
victimization? Is a choice?
Well, that's the question around allowing versus creating.
Right? Well, again, you know, you allow situations that you have right now that exist in your world. If you, again, just taking America as an example, you know, you had starting in January with the virus that will not be named. As you started with that dynamic that began to then lockdowns, who had ever heard of that before?
Completely new.
Reacting in the way that you reacted to the virus, who had ever heard of that before? Now, even big things that used to really scare the bejesus out of you, like Ebola and AIDS and all of that stuff, none of you, you know, you might have reacted negatively to AIDS, but that just increased the sale of birth control and condoms and things like that. So, you know, that's reality. You didn't stop having sex. You just protected yourself. You took the extra step that you had been too lazy to take beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait a minute. Instead of getting pregnant, this can kill me. Hey.
Right. It brings it into a whole new level of priority.
Right, exactly. And so now your reality, you're facing a whole situation. Now where you are, each of you in your own way, being asked to claim your understanding of spirit and your understanding of spirituality. We do it in a very generic way, and we say just go to your heart. And as you find the dynamic of your heart beating, as you can find, that's called life. That's called life and the operation of that heart pumping throughout your system is your connection with God, Goddess, all that is. In whatever way you imagine them to be, because it doesn't matter how you imagine them to be, they are all those things.
And more.
What so you say, how do you know?
From my worldview.
All right.
Which works for me.
We sometimes like your worldview.
Sometimes. So just to a technical note, sometimes people have, I'd say there's some problems calling in on the radio show. Just give it another try if you want. Nathaniel, we saw you were trying to get in there a few times. So we hope that you can get through if you are trying.
Maybe he decided to take a shower. Maybe he decided to go outside. Maybe he decided to take a walk in the redwoods.
Well,
you know,
also,
maybe we don't wish to talk to anyone except you.
Oh, well.
See, Adrian doesn't like it when we have no callers, because then we have to talk just to her.
Right.
And she thinks It's all about her. She's got to find something to fix.
Well, I could talk about the excitement of seeing these potentials of change happening.
Yeah. And?
And?
At the same time, there's the potential for total crash and burn.
There's that, too.
So you have a juxtaposition here, don't you? So you look at the dynamic of how you are responding to it, and you will, if you look at that dynamic of that emotion in the response, you will then find the reality you're going to create for yourself.
Right, because it starts with the emotions.
Exactly.
We create what we feel.
Exactly. Well, the dynamic of your emotion is almost acts like an electromagnet.
Mm-hmm.
It draws to you exactly what it thinks that you want. Even if that thought is, oh, I really wish to have wealth, but I'm so terrified of having it and then losing it that I probably will never allow myself to have it. And then you will wonder how you created a reality of want and lack for your whole life.
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, if you know it.
But
if you don't know it, then it doesn't make perfect sense. If you have led to been built, you are living in a world that you are led to believe that you are not enough, and there is not enough, and you have to compete with each mm-hmm. other for limited resources. Well, then you have, even though it's not the truth, you will live within the dynamics of that paradigm. And we would suggest to you that's where you are right now, except that paradigm, that very primitive, very primal paradigm, does not work with the civilization that is intending to grow.
Right.
And so if you want to stay a species, a special adolescent, a special teenager throughout the dynamics of your whole existence, you can keep going on the way that you have been going without making peace with each other. And you will crash and burn, and reality will force you to change. Or you can, and here's where the dynamic of transformation comes in, rather than evolution. Transformation is a conscious dynamic. Evolution is an unconscious dynamic that is primarily governed by DNA and the repetitive dynamics of experience that are transferred from human to human, from animal to animal, through the dynamics of reproduction and DNA.
So if we decide to continue being lazy and not take responsibility, that reality will force us.
I almost don't want to call it lazy,
okay,
because lazy connotes some sort of negativity.
Mm-hmm.
That in fact you're lazy. You've got to be dumb to be lazy, right?
Well, you had used the word twice today, so I picked up on it.
Dumb
been
or lazy?
Lazy.
Ah.
So I was sort of toying around with
here,
that.
Wait. Here, let's screw Adrian really up. Lazy.
Is my name Susan? No.
Well, we hope she's not listening. We'll think that you just made a disparaging remark.
Well, it depends on which Susan. Bada bing, bada boom.
We just shut Adrian up.
I thought I'd shut you up, but okay.
You want to shut up? We'll leave.
No.
We'll leave the rest of the show to you.
No, please. No. So, you were saying that Mother Earth is barely noticing.
Sure.
All the
look
stuff.
At the size of the consciousness of Mother Earth as compared to your individual consciousnesses. Look at the abilities of Mother Earth to live the dynamics of the cycles, to support all of this life, to do all of these dynamics. You think that happens unconsciously? That comes from an unconscious planet? Oh, right, because it is not sentient in the way that you understand it. It doesn't have consciousness.
No, I wasn't suggesting that.
You're not suggesting that.
No. No, I more marvel at us humans.
At the opinion that you have of yourselves.
Right.
You know, you have this big opinion of yourselves.
Right. We've got to save the earth.
Right, right.
We've got to save ourselves. We have to save that little tiny bit of the earth that we inhabit that we need. That's what we have to save is ourselves.
Mm.
And it would be a lot cleaner and clearer probably if we looked at it that way.
Well, should we talk about meat?
About meat?
Meat, yeah. Does that go along with the dynamic of nature? All of you vegans out there, all of you vegetarians who... so many of you have had problems with these dynamics because you have not had the replacements. You know, you're basically omnivores. You were built to be omnivores, and unless you're going to change the dynamics of your species history, you were never intended to be grazers. If you just look at your own teeth and the way they have developed, you
mm-hmm.
find out, you will find that it is. So in the movement of understanding, a dynamic of consciousness would be, a more conscious dynamic would be to understand that all life is sacred that way in many ways, but one of the most sacred things that you can do in the dynamics of an incarnation, we're not talking about when you achieve the levels of complexity that come from incarnating in into a situation like this. But what if you just wanted to be of service in a certain way, and you, one of the most sacred things that you can do, one of the most giving things that you can do, is incarnate as a food source for another being.
Mm-hmm.
And that is also a shortcut to consciousness.
How so?
Because the consciousness of the animal that you consume, you absorb. And so the animal, in the dynamic of being eaten, becomes enlightened. Their consciousness moves forward. Their consciousness expands. Assuming that you're smarter and you're more evolved than the animal that you're consuming.
Okay, which is...
It's all a stairway up, you know. There's just many stairways.
Right, all right. And there's also the understanding that even plants, when we eat them...
that's consciousness as well.
Right.
But so many people are judgmental about meat, especially now. You know, Mother Earth is too hot. She'll turn the air conditioner on. What's the air conditioner? Oh, the Arctic and the Antarctic?
Mm-hmm. So we've got to learn how to get along with her, not save her.
You don't have to.
No. Well, it's service. But isn't that part of...
Wouldn't you rather live in a nice house than a pig wallow?
Yes.
Well, both are living situations.
All right. Fine-tune our words, since we do create our reality from our thoughts, our words, and our feelings.
Yeah.
And
The more responsibility you take in your thoughts, your words, and your feelings, the more you will create the reality that you wish.
Right, because then the subconscious doesn't have to do it.
Well, then you're not allowing others to do it for you.
Right. Or allowing the subconscious pieces of self to do it. Old programming. So, just be aware of what we say, what we think, and even more so, perhaps, what we feel. Okay. Well, I'm glad we got that out of the way. So you... Well, at least
Adrian's looking at her list. She's running out of things to talk about.
No, I don't. I don't have a list, actually. Well, I do have a list. I could do that.
That sure looks like a list to us.
Well, it's notes from what you were talking about yesterday. But as I noted earlier to the channel,
noted,
you rarely actually start off on Sunday with where you left off on Saturday, even though they are related in terms of theme for the times.
Why would we deprive you of the adventure of discovery?
That things,
this is intended to be 90 minutes of discovery every Sunday, you know? Not discovery for us. We already know everything.
So you say.
And so we say. But the dynamic ultimately is that we encourage you to be more. We encourage you to utilize these dynamics. If you listen to us long enough, you will understand that everything that we say ties together. And we mean that, no matter what the subject is. There is one dynamic of ultimate truth behind all of it, that you are a creator race, and you are creating exactly what you believe. So you might as well create the most expansive belief system for yourself possible. And we wish to tell you that there are others in your world. There are those on the other side of the dynamic that do not wish to see you grow. Pieces of yourself, example, that do not wish to see you grow, that are going to continue to create these dynamics. They're very adolescent dynamics. They're either or. They're black or white. They're very much involved in the dynamics of extremes in all directions, but you're moving beyond that dynamic. You're moving beyond that dynamic where the dynamics of the heart, where caring, connection, and compassion are going to be the new normal of
right.
your world. And so, no, you're not going to go back to the old normal, because the old normal is a harsh, cruel, competitive place.
Yes. And we're seeing that play out
everywhere.
Everywhere, and in such stark detail that it's pretty hard to avoid.
Go to the videotape. Well, that's everybody's got these devices now.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So, you know.
We have eyeballs on a lot of things.
Privacy? What's privacy?
Well,
you all want to be porno stars now.
We do?
Well, so many of you out there. Not you. You think you're too old. Maybe in your strangest fantasies. We don't know. We don't go there.
That's good. So yesterday, since I am now looking at my notes from yesterday,
mm-hmm.
you were talking about the fact that so many people are being triggered now.
Well, you know, again, we've been talking about being triggered for a number of weeks now. That the truth of the matter is that if you are being triggered by something through the dynamics of politics, through the dynamics of interaction with someone highly, then you get, you're going to see, and they're triggering you in a negative emotional way. They're going to be seeing, they're going to be, what shall we say?
Golden opportunities?
Yeah, that's the way to call it. Yeah. Golden opportunities. Golden opportunities. So you're going to see that those dynamics, but as you, if you can see the bigger picture, and you can see what is challenging you all right now, you know, we say that collectively the dynamics of crony capitalism and the type of republic the corruption into the republic that you have been allowing up until this point has gotten to the point of making the whole system dysfunctional and on the verge of breaking down if you allow things to continue in the way that they have. But it is reality, you know, you have a choice as far as
what to do with this reality. And it's all based upon what is right and what is wrong, what is fair, what is moral.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not talking about the false morality that so many of you practice, but we're talking about a real dynamic of morality, a real dynamic of truth, a real dynamic where nobody lies anymore because everybody can read everybody else's mind. But it's not going to see, that's the point. Wouldn't it be too easy? Wouldn't that be too easy?
You mean if some magical change in consciousness happened where
some people think that there's going to be a great wave of consciousness that's going to come over you.
That's not as empowering as people making individual choices.
That's not empowering at all. That's a dynamic of allowing. That's a dynamic of looking for the rescuer, looking for the savior, looking for the new Christ, looking for, you know. That's one thing that you could never have confused Donald with Christ.
Oh, that potential future out there of paintings on velvet. it will be interesting a few hundred years from now how these times are looked back upon. So the golden opportunity is that if things are triggering us negatively, it's a chance to really face them and get them out of the way so there's room for the new.
Again, you look at the dynamic. Even though we do not think that we're reporting on it today, we do believe, or yesterday, we do believe that there was violence around the million-person gathering for Trump in Washington, D.C. yesterday. And we believe that the reflections that are coming from those interactions are primary in the dynamics of, if you want to be triggered on one side or the other, just watch those interactions. And then perhaps you can see that way it doesn't take you by surprise. And if you're taken by surprise, usually what happens is you react in an old way without ever thinking about it. But if you look at it through the dynamic of on videotape or in Twitter or on YouTube or in something mm-hmm. like that, and you are triggered by something like that, it gives you a really great opportunity to look within yourself, because you are seeing a piece of yourself that is what triggers you. You are seeing an aspect of yourself. And if you are honest enough, if you are objective enough to admit that and to understand it, you can heal it and you can forgive it and you can move on. But as long as you keep reacting to the dynamics of your triggers, it keeps you emotionally locked in the same place.
Right, and just go round and round and round. So I could look at a video and I could get truly ticked off at these.
Well, not even a video. You can watch TV, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Turn the TV on, somebody's talking trash, and you react. Now, do you think that you're reacting because you're feeling victimized, right? But generally speaking, then you need to look at yourself and see where you victimize others.
Okay.
And if you stop doing that, and we're just using that as an example,
mm-hmm.
but if you stop doing that, at that point, then there's no need to be triggered anymore. You will see that you have actually grown.
Growing beyond victimhood.
Well, again, you know, little things that you can do. You do not have to be the great magician. You do not have to be the great metaphysician. All you have to do is say, hey, I'm in charge of my reality. I'm in charge of what I wish to. And I understand understand that I have a language going on between me and my soul, because I have not understood the language forever. And now, at this point in my life, I am finally becoming aware of this very fine communication and interaction that's happening between me and in my soul, that is saying, hey, when you start to walk your soul's path, the magic and the miracles follow right away.
Not that we would need to add any emphasis to that.
So I can turn on the television, see Antifa in their most violent, and instead of...
So if it's Antifa that triggers you, what if it's Trump?
Or I can
or
see the...
it's Melania, because she's so much prettier than you were. Let's make this even pettier, shall we?
All right, so...
Well, because you have all of that. There's Donald Trump, who was so wealthy. You know, why was he wealthy? Because he inherited from his daddy, you know, and all of that. Well, did he? Or are there no coincidences and everybody incarnates in a life in order to attempt to fulfill a process or a, what shall we say, a movement of conscious awareness, yourself and others.
So
when one incarnates in a position like the trumpet, then you have to say, isn't this an interesting dynamic? And doesn't the universe have a very ironic humor?
So basically, if I turn on the television and I feel any negative emotion towards someone,
yes,
it's a mirror.
Yes.
Pretty simple.
It's a mirror, but it's not. So again, you have to realize it's a mirror. It's an opposite image of what you are seeing.
Okay, back to the Antifa thing. If I'm bothered by that, which where I would align as the victim of that potentially, but I need to look at the levels of
what you have perpetrated. In
right,
that sort
of my
way.
Being.
Right, the victim is the mirror. If you look at the mirror and you do not understand the juxtaposition of energy, you say, oh, I look in the mirror and I am just the victim. And you just replay the triggering. But if you look in the mirror and say, oh, no, I am aggressive in that way here. I am aggressive in that way there. You identify it within the dynamic of yourself. That is the purpose of the reflection in the first place. When you answer that dynamic of that energy, when you deal with it, even if it is only noticing it at first, maybe it's just noticing it. Then maybe after a time of you noticing it, you realize that you're pretty uncomfortable with it. So you start making different choices.
Right.
It's an incremental journey. It doesn't all happen at once.
No.
Because if it all happened at once, you would
go crazy.
Have your brains flowing out of your ears.
That would be way too much. Way too much. So incremental journey. Well, interesting. Growing beyond victimhood by owning the aggressor within.
True. True.
It is a reverse reflection. I'm beginning to get that. You've been talking about it for years.
We've been talking about it for years.
Right.
But it's also a hard concept. You know, when we say it's an opposite reflection, and then we don't go into the details about it. If we don't show you an example of it, then you
so
we have been encouraging you all of these years in order to find your own example, but we're running out of patience, so we're giving it to you now.
All right.
Or at least one.
One.
To start with.
To start with. Right. Okay. And if as many people do, I look at our current president and I'm triggered, then whatever I'm seeing in him is...
Which current president? You seem to have two at the moment.
No, we only have one.
Mm-hmm.
We only have one.
We got one. You got two that think they are.
That may be, but...
You've only just begun.
Oh, the next 3 months are going to be so much fun. So many surprises.
Stick with each other. Love each other. Support each other, and you'll all be fine. Forget the bullshit about, excuse us, Mom. Forget the bullshit about the masks. Do Thanksgiving. They're going to shut us off for this. We know they are. Do Thanksgiving.
Have
gratitude. Be with your family. Be grateful for the gifts that you do have. And stand up for your right to party!
What was that? Be excellent to each other.
Be excellent to each other.
Yes.
And remember.
Party on.
Party on, dude.
All right, dear ones. We've managed to talk away almost the whole hour.
Yes.
Anything else, Adrian?
No.
Adrian's had it. Too much wisdom in one day.
Well, you answered my questions, so...
I think we answered a lot of questions today. Now, again, dear ones, you have to understand there is no separation here between you and nature. There is no separation between nature and spirit, any of those, or each of you. Any dynamic that they would like you to believe that in order to be safe, you have to be isolated, but that is not going to keep you safe. And you are not going to have a good immune system by hiding from each other. So each of you only really need to do is look within your heart and you will find the truth. If you can look beyond those that are dumping fear all over you. We love you all so very, very much. We are so too. And so until the next time, we close, sending you peace, sending you happiness, sending you joy.
Welcome back to Josh. I sit to his left, and you're back in your body. Hello.
Partially.
Little bubbles coming up. But certainly, we encourage any of you that if you wish
to... Hi, Danny.
Hi,
Lee.
...have more private, personal interaction with SOTU, we do that once a month through Patreon on our SOTU Tuesdays, the third Tuesday of each month. It's done through Zoom, and people ask all sorts of questions, and they're fun, and they're insightful, and they're surprising, so we encourage that. You can find info for that on the blurb on Blog Talk Radio, and you can find us there if you'd like to join in. Our next one is this next Tuesday, the 17th.
Another day I got to work.
Oh.
It's just such tough work, you know.
Oh, no, he's triggering me already, which means I have to look at my princess. Oh, dear. All right, we hope you got a lot out of it or something out of it. We hope you have a surprisingly good week.
And if you didn't, think of how much you had to pay for it.
Well.
I love you guys.
We love you.
We'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening. Tune in next week and help us all discover a future beyond the rift.
New version is available. I know.